Non, la crise.
Yeah, I'm sorry, and I was like, they were like, we feel very confident. The whole thing is. All right, everyone ready?
Sure.
Is Chris coming?
Full of excitement. Tara's walking over. I don't know about Chris. We have more.
Okay. Let's say I would move over there. Chris is coming.
I'd like to call to order the February 26, 2026 Newtown Borough Council meeting. Please stand and join me for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Okay, well, moving on to the public to be heard. Please.
Hi, thank you all. Poor thing. I have a pothole on 17 North State Street. It's turning into the Grand Canyon. I told the state in Everdale at least 6 months ago. Number two, will we have a plan after the snowstorm to have someone survey the whole borough for potholes? Because there's a bunch of potholes around the borough. Three, there's five lights out on State Street, the lamppost. If you go at nighttime, it's getting a little dark. So again, hopefully we have a plan to check the lights on State Street. And last, do we know when State Street and Center will be repaved as a result of the utility work?
Right. Yeah. That was on my report listed right there. But I will move it up to your question, which is we are pursuing that the last we heard in the fall, and they did not make their first plan to restore in before the end of the season. They said it would be first thing in the spring.
This spring.
Yeah. So I would expect April 1st, April 15th would be getting late. For what they,
if we call Perry and Center Sanasura, because I think next purchase will be lunar modules. It's getting pretty rough, and the alignments on the cars are going out quite frequently.
So. Yeah, I appreciate the observations, and we are pursuing them. I'm trying to get a schedule.
Great, thank you so much.
And potholes is on my list too. To okay. Especially reach out to PennDOT because Washington Avenue on the south side is really bad all the way up.
Yeah.
So. That's on my list. That was on my list to talk to you about tomorrow.
Great. That's all I had.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Any additional public to be heard?
I'm here for something else, but I just love something. So
okay, please.
Is there a rule about people shoveling their sidewalks when it snows? You can't even walk your dog. You have to go into the middle of the street. Is there a rule for that?
Yeah, we have an ordinance.
Is there a fine? There's definitely, I walk in every street every day. There's definitely 20 houses that are legal.
There's an ordinance that states it should be cleared 8 hours after the end of a storm if that's before 6 p.m. and then 24 hours if it ends after 6 p.m. We could send out violation notices by the time we have the administrative capability to do that. Most of the times it's already melted.
I feel like just leaving a poop bag.
Well,
let's get that too.
I know.
You're on public record, so if someone comes up with that on their sidewalk, they're going to know we're talking.
Never
know,
yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any additional public to be heard? Okay, moving on this. Oh, sorry, Joe.
I just want to say, I don't know what you guys did, but I thought the streets look fantastic, so thanks a lot.
That was all Tara. She worked really close with Scott and kept an eye on things. So.
Fantastic. Look, I don't know about everybody else, but there was a lot of complaining. I'm not a complainer. I think they looked fantastic. And I just realized that people's patience is not as fast as everybody wants it, even if it takes 2 days. I think people have to understand the first day is for emergency purposes. The second day is to get everything cleaned up so you get it properly. People just, it's the new world we live in. People just complain, but Tara, great job, thank you.
Thanks, Joe. Okay, if there's no additional public to be heard, we'll move on to certificates of appropriateness. Chris is not with us. Would anyone like to volunteer to read this motion?
I'll do it.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to follow the recommendations of the Historic Architectural Review Board and direct the President of Council to sign the following certificates of appropriateness, thereby approving the historical appropriateness of the applications with final approval by the Code Enforcement Officer. COA 2025-46, 19 Sterling Street, resident. The applicant is seeking a certificate of appropriateness for the construction of a second floor addition. CARB recommended approval of the application as submitted, noting that the visible new window will be simulated divided light and the porch ceiling will be AZEK tongue and groove smooth finish. COA 2026-001, 26 South State Street, a retail store. The applicant is seeking a certificate of appropriateness for a hanging sign and vinyl window claim. CARB recommended approval of the hanging sign only. COA 2026-02, 12 South State Street, retail store. The applicant is seeking a certificate of appropriateness for an in-kind window replacement. CARB recommended approval of the application as submitted. COA 2026-03, 109 North State Street, residence. The applicant is seeking a certificate of appropriateness for the construction of an addition. CARB recommended approval of the application as submitted.
Thank you. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from council on these applications?
I have a question about a pre-plan on these applications.
Okay. Then old business.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Are any of the applicants present and would like to speak?
Let's see what we have to. 19, so I spoke.
Any public comment on these applications? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank
painless,
you.
Right?
Thank you. Yes, painless.
Okay, moving on to the mayor's report. And Tara, just so you know, we got an email just a few minutes ago that Angelo couldn't make it tonight. He had an emergency, the applicant. So
okay. He's
planning on being here next week, but it's up to you if you want to continue to vote on this tonight, we can. And then just say based on, you know, he'll be here, he said, with his porta potty mat next week. So
okay. Yeah, let's I think I'd like Chief's input on that because I think council, like he's supposed to present that to council and it's not going to keep him from being able to have the event.
Right. I'm just saying that, you know, doesn't matter to me either way, it's your call.
Before enough, I'll be good to delay meeting him later.
Okay. So we'll then just move this to the work session just so it gets done before.
Yeah.
Even though the meeting is the week after. Okay.
You skipped over the police report though.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
That's what I was motioning.
Yeah. You were saying that his chief was on,
no,
so I asked for that. I
put my notes down here and I just like, what? I'm sorry, chief. Okay.
Is there a motion to table?
Oh, do we need to make a motion to table?
Might as well.
Okay. Do I have a motion to table?
I'd like to make a motion to table the Antique Classic Car Show sponsored by the Newtown Business Association on Sunday, July 26th. 2026, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on State Street between Jefferson Street and Center Avenue. Rain date is August 2nd, 2026.
Thank you. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Thanks, Lily. Okay. Sorry, Chief.
That's okay. For the month of January, which I guess seems kind of old news, but yeah, we had 188 calls for service. We got 8 traffic accidents during the month. Unfortunately, we'll be reporting a lot more in February. We did have a lot of, you know, minor accidents with mirrors hitting each other and all that good stuff. End of January and then into February. We had a arrest of a 26-year-old male from Trenton. He was taken in custody after crashing his car, drunk driving on Andrew Drive. We also arrested a 56-year-old male, also from Fenton, but he was living on State Street for assaulting his girlfriend. Outside of that, we dealt with snow and cold.
Didn't we all?
Yes.
Thanks, Chief. Does anyone have any questions for Chief? Thank you. I'm sorry. I also think this is a work session because we're here, and so I'm like, it's flipping over that we're giving a report, so sorry about that. All right, Tara, do you have anything else under your report that you'd like to talk about?
Not specifically. We've talked a lot about the snow, and I can just say what worked for the last one was arranging for the curb to curb on all the emergency routes, and planning ahead, knowing that we would be expected to have to haul. Scott's team moved the snow into individual piles on State Street, which made it better for them later than they came in. And moved about 100 truckloads, but they had it up, as he called it, round robin. Basically, we had a lot of trucks rotating, and he had brought in trucks from other, companies too. And they just came through and load, 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 and moved it from section to section to clear out the business district. I think the other thing that worked in our favor was the fact that it was damp, it stuck together. You could move and pile and make little piles, and it wasn't the bitter cold. So we didn't have the ice, so it made it a lot easier to work.
Did they make another sweep on site on Washington Avenue? I
Yeah.
noticed that it seemed that the next day they even, or sometime in the night, they made
It
another
was the next
sweep.
day. We had the original
Bye.
plowing, and the next day we did the
Curb
mile parking
curb.
push on the snow emergency roads.
I appreciate that because a lot of the residents were saying, why do we move our cars if they're gonna just if they're not gonna scrape all the way to the curb? And so thank you for doing that.
Great. Thanks, Tara. Solicitor's report, lady.
Yes, good evening.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. So I'm filling in for Greg this evening. This evening, we are seeking a motion to advertise an amendment to the mobile food vendor ordinance. Changes to this ordinance are to clean up the definition, so the clarity of the vehicle status is a little bit more clear, and also to add for a special exception or the special event permit to allow council to modify those requirements if so requested by the applicant.
Thank you. Do I have a motion?
We're making a motion to advertise.
Correct.
I'd like to make a motion to advertise an amendment to the mobile food truck, a food vendor ordinance.
Thank you. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from council on the changes that we reviewed?
Can I just ask whether the motion should include the date for the public hearing?
So that'll be in the advertisement. The motion itself doesn't have. You're just allowing us to advertise for the next hearing when you actually vote on the ordinance itself.
Okay.
This is not the vote on the ordinance,
No,
just
I
the,
realize
yeah.
that, but typically I know we would say, well, it would come up at our next regular meeting. So
Yes.
we have enough time between now and March.
Depends. We,
Yeah.
yeah, as I say, me and Greg were talking about that today. Depends on the newspaper timelines. If we get it out tomorrow, if so authorized, we might be okay. But if the newspaper kicks it back, you'll know tomorrow. I'll have to push it to the next meeting after that because they
Okay,
have
that's fine.
headways. Yeah,
That's fine.
that's okay.
Of course.
It's we're not, in a food truck emergency situation.
Well, I don't know.
Okay, so any public comment on this motion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Motion passes. And y'all will let us know tomorrow.
Yes.
Great. Thank you so much. Do you have anything else?
I do not.
Any questions for Libby? All right. Moving on. Craig, manager's report.
Thank you. On my list was to let folks know that I am pursuing PICO for when they're going to restore State Street. We hope that happens early in spring because it was a rough winter and those trenches are going to be precarious moving forward. Yes, potholes, there are several out there, so we'll get to them as soon as the weather provides the opportunity to do that. Financially, it's we have a lot of expenses this quarter, and also we have the Frost Lane reimbursement that we're waiting for. It was about $170,000 that we put out, and everything is in order with our paperwork and just having submitted. So I hope that that reimbursement comes back soon. And then Wednesday, we'll hear more back about that Comcast proposal. So look at the material. It's a little complicated, some of the back and forth, but I put that in the share file for Wednesday. So you could study up on that and we'll discuss that again next week. But I think that they had some great responses to a lot of the proposals that we asked for. And I'll send my report out tomorrow by the end of the day, some updates for the March. And that's what I have. If there's any questions for me.
I just want to say, I don't, Julie or Tara, you might remember, when the last time PennDOT repaved Washington Avenue.
You were children, right?
I mean, I was born in 1987, but four. Oh my,
it was a long time ago.
Yeah, because this specifically the south side, all the way from State Street to Norwood, is buckling up. Potholes are, I mean, it's in rough shape.
It's
yeah.
fine.
So if that's one of the things you can try to get PennDOT to address, is repaving Washington Avenue.
Yeah. I can definitely connect with the people.
Yeah, and Steve could probably help with that
well,
too.
We've been talking to Steve for years about getting back on the list because the base of that road is concrete.
Right.
And at every interval, it cracks and breaks, and those big potholes that we got filled last year are back again this year.
There's an even bigger new one in front of my house that when someone drives through it, my whole house shakes when a truck drives through it.
Yeah. So be glad we don't have stone trucks anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, we need to press on, I think, at the Steve's office to get higher on the PennDOT list if we can.
And since PICO's doing state, Washington needs to be PennDOT's priority. Okay. All right, any other questions for Craig? Okay, I don't have anything additional on my president's report other than things that were already on the agenda in other places. So we'll move on to approval of minutes.
I'll make a motion to approve the January 5th, 2026 reorganization meeting minutes.
Thank you, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, any comments or questions from council? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes.
I make a motion to approve the January 21st, 2026 council meeting minutes.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. I made one comment to Judy where someone who spoke in public to be heard's name was spelled wrong. She's fixed that. Are there any additional changes? Questions? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Okay, speaking of quarterly expenses, let's make a motion for January. Sorry.
I'd like to make a motion to accept, subject to audit, the consolidated expenditure report for the month of January, totaling $442,911.90.
Thank you. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from council on this? Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. All right, Gina, moving on to personnel.
We currently have vacancies on the Human Relations Commission, 3 members, the Rec Board, and the Vacancy Board. Good news is we have 3 of those positions up for appointment tonight. Therefore, I would like to make a motion to appoint Jennifer Brown to the Human Relations Commission for the remainder of the 3-year term through December 31st, 2028.
Thank you. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from council on this? Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. And I would just like to say that RHRC got a shout out at the Newtown Township Board of Supervisors meeting last night about how well our HRC page is on our website and that the forms are easily accessible and that their HRC would like to follow suit. So
yes.
Good work, Josh.
Yes.
HRC.
They have been very creative this year and done a lot of really good things. So I appreciate the momentum.
Awesome. So. All right. Sorry, Gina, go ahead.
Not at all. Like to make a motion to appoint Katrina Maples to the Recreation Board for the remainder of a 5-year term through December 31st, 2030.
Thank you. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any comments or questions from council? Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes.
And finally, I'd like to make a motion to appoint Diane Labatt as chairperson of the Vacancy Board for a 1-year term through December 31st, 2026. This is a position she has held in the past.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from council? Any public comment? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Thank you, Gina, and thank you to our volunteers. We couldn't do everything we do without them, so much appreciated. All right, old business, Pat. Yes.
Yeah, I was wondering, we had at our last one of the council meetings, the resident that came forward with a wall approval, and we had suggested that it go back to HARB. Did they, has that been done? Do we know if they went back to HARB for that process?
I'm not sure if they were on the agenda last night.
They were on last night's agenda. Okay. I don't know if they were on there because I couldn't get on the meeting.
Yeah. Technology difficulties, yeah. I guess.
Okay,
yeah,
I was just curious.
But it was
that.
Just last night, so
right.
We'll
okay.
have to wait to see. I guess I could ask Marcia that.
Well, no, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure that we weren't missing something here or something hadn't happened in the process.
It's just because of the way the meeting, so yeah, it didn't get on February. So,
okay.
So, but
I did speak to Margaret Newman, who is going to be doing the minutes now since Leslie's gone, and she plans to have the HARB minutes available by Wednesday next week. So you'll see that what came of all that.
And okay, it's the discussion. Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Jean.
Yeah.
Thanks, Josh. Any other old business?
I have two items.
Go ahead.
The first is that the pedestrian bridge project is supposed to go out for bid, to be available for bidding by the end of this week. And I believe it's going to be on PennBid. I don't know whether it's going to be tomorrow or Saturday, but I was told it would be by the end of the week, which is keeping on to our schedule. The other thing is that the EV ordinance, I will be posting that in tomorrow, so you all can take a look at it, and it's on the agenda for the work session. If anybody takes a look at it over the weekend, has any questions or things that need to be clarified, please, send me a note.
Okay. Thank you. In terms of announcements, I just want to announce that our meeting schedule the next few weeks is going to be very truncated and unusual. Our work session is next Wednesday, and then our meeting is the following Tuesday due to scheduling conflicts with the Chancellor Center. So everything's going to be really tight, but just everyone look at the calendar on the website if anyone has any questions.
Great. Thanks.
Any other announcements? Was that a... Yes.
No.
Okay. All right. Any public to be heard?
I have a
question.
Oh,
go ahead.
Joe Lovey, I'm sorry to bother you with this question, but a couple of months ago, you extended the police department's lease with the Newtown Fire Association for 6 months. My question to you is strategically, do you guys have a strategy of what you're going to do, or is it going to be a 6 month extension again and again and again? If there are negotiation problems that you guys are having because we don't see minutes of the meetings and so forth, I would hate to see it that at the 11th hour, we see in the patch again. I forget that law that you guys called it before. What was that law?
Oh, eminent domain.
Eminent domain,
yeah.
Which...
No, we're well on our way to coming to an agreement. It's in the process.
Okay.
It's not going to get there again.
Fantastic. And while you do that, the other comment I have, and it's a strategic thing, is that Jim McCaffrey owns is the new owner for that lot. I apologize. I'm just having a bad day.
Take your time.
Owns the old lot over there, okay? And we gave, I believe, over an acre of property to Alan Smith, and now all of a sudden that's been transferred over to James Worthington. That's worth a lot of money. And I don't know if anybody's thinking of negotiating something when Alan Smith puts up his proposal of what he's gonna build, of whether or not, that maybe he could take a piece of his land and build us a borough hall meeting, and we could have a borough hall meeting over there in compensation for the land. And then it's my understanding many, many moons ago this was the police department, okay? And my attitude is that make this the police department. I'm not saying that this is the best place, but whatever refurbishments we need for the police department, instead of paying thousands of dollars for a building which is antiquated anyway, that we could then be totally independent, and maybe Mr. Worthington could help us with grants and so forth, build us the future. So, because I think something like that should have been included in our 10-year plan, but no one thought about that. Does that make sense? Because we had a 25-year lease. And again, if the council doesn't want to ask James Worthington, I don't mind speaking to him and ask him as a taxpayer, what is his considerations? I mean, we did give somebody else an acre plus property, and that's a lot of money. And at the end of the day, he inherited that. He did his transfer. But I don't hear anybody talking about that. And I think that could be a win-win for everyone. Yeah. Just a thought.
Thanks.
I'm sorry about that.
No, not a problem. Thank you. Okay, seeing that there is no other public, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Thank you, everybody.
Breakfast.
I think so.
Close. Yeah. Bye for the record.
Someday.
Ready, glad we
stayed back. So this last Wednesday.